I wasn't the high dog. Like I said, I had to be the responsible one. I always had to leave early and get some sleep and get up and work. So I didn't get to participate in all the fun activities. But it's stuff like that that made the bass player have to leave the band. He was married with two kids and had, after a while, there's all this fucking around. His old lady gave him the ultimatum and said she's moving back to Florida where her parents live. You're coming or you're not. And he ended up going. And then shortly after that, I think Andy moved to Dallas, where the guy who owned the salon that he worked at opened a salon in Dallas at the time. And so he moved down there. I didn't see any point to carry on with the Coldcock name at that point. No, there really wasn't a definitive end, I don't think. There was no, like, last show or anything because, like I said, the bass player was leaving. He had to go. And so we were rehearsing where, at that point, we were rehearsing at where Andy and Vince lived at this house in Southfield. And I think we tried out some different people. I think Halloran, either he lived there or he tried to play bass with us for a bit. And we were thinking about doing that. But then, I don't know why there was. I keep thinking of another bass drummer, but no, Boot was the drummer to the end. But yeah, I think we tried some different bass player ideas, but then, like I said, Andy was getting ready to leave within the next several months anyway himself. So we just didn't really do any more gigs as Coldcock.